Then one of them, which was a lawyer, asked him a question, tempting him, and saying,
And the Pharisees came forth and began to question with him, seeking of him a sign from heaven, tempting him. And he asked the scribes, What question ye with them? And Jesus answered and said unto them, I will also ask of you one question, and answer me, and I will tell you by what authority I do these things. And when Jesus saw that he answered discreetly, he said unto him, Thou art not far from the kingdom of God. And no man after that durst ask him any question. And after that they durst not ask him any question at all. Then there arose a question between some of John's disciples and the Jews about purifying. When therefore Paul and Barnabas had no small dissension and disputation with them, they determined that Paul and Barnabas and certain other of them should go up to Jerusalem unto the apostles and elders about this question. But if it be a question of words and names and of your law, look ye to it, for I will be no judge of such matters. For we are in danger to be called in question for this day's uproar, there being no cause whereby we may give an account of this concourse. But when Paul perceived that the one part were Sadducees and the other Pharisees, he cried out in the council, Men and brethren, I am a Pharisee, the son of a Pharisee. Of the hope and resurrection of the dead I am called in question. Except it be for this one voice that I cried standing among them, Touching the resurrection of the dead, I am called in question by you this day. Whatsoever is sold in the shambles, that eat, asking no question for conscience' sake. If any of them that believe not bid you to a feast, and ye be disposed to go, whatsoever is set before you, eat, asking no question for conscience' sake.